The World Drug Report message is that drug control has been contained, but containment is under threat. What do you mean by this?
Until recently, namely in the past few years, we were able to demonstrate with very strong statistics that the world drug problem had stabilized. But in 2007, two very dangerous threats appeared. Further increases in Afghanistan, and very significant, of opium cultivation, and a very major jump, a reversal of the past, a very major increase in the cultivation of coca in Colombia. Those are two shocks from the supply side, which I fear could have implication also for demand.
And what is it about these two particular countries, Afghanistan and Colombia, that lead to these surges of illicit drug production?
This is an important point you're raising, because beyond the simple numbers, tons or hectares, there is a dynamics characterizing the markets, the drug markets around the world, and especially in these two countries. What we are seeing in these two countries is a very significant concentration of the drug cultivation. In the case of Afghanistan, in the five southern provinces of Helmand, Kandahar, Nuruzgan, Nimroz, and Farah, which are all affected by permanent Taliban settlements, and therefore the regions and provinces out of control of the government. The same in Colombia. We have seen cultivations concentrating in the provinces of Nariño, in the province of Putumayo, the western, southwestern borders of Colombia, which again are characterized by very heavy presence of insurgents and guerrillas. In a sense, the narcotic problem, cultivation in these two countries, goes hand in hand with the insurgency problem. Insecurity and illegal activities go together.
You have said in the past that Africa is under threat. This is largely due to the cocaine inflows from South America on its way towards Europe. What is the evolution of West Africa, which has been under threat?
The situation keeps evolving like anywhere else. The first country attack was Cape Verde a few years ago. The government put in place strong protective measures. The problem has now moved into the actual mainland, namely the shores of Guinea-Bissau, to some extent Guinea-Conakry, and soon we fear Ivory Coast and Liberia and Sierra Leone. So the whole coast of Africa is under threat. Of course, not for domestic consumption, at least not yet, and hopefully not ever, but for transshipments into Europe, into Western Europe, which is now a very important destination of Colombian cocaine.
So I understand that the Security Council is going to take up the issue of security in West Africa, Sahel. You're going to New York. What are you going to tell the international community?
The reason why the Security Council is focusing on this issue is not really because of the narcotic problem per se, but because a narcotic problem with the dimension it has acquired in West Africa has become a major destabilizing factor. So there are security threats to these countries. The amount of money involved by organized crime in transshipping through West Africa is such that individuals can be corrupted. So it may happen to government officials, border controls, and the entire apparatus of the governments in some of these countries could be threatened, including countries which have emerged or re-emerged recently from very serious domestic violence.
You often speak about the human rights aspect of people who are affected by drugs. Could you tell us a little bit what you mean by this?
The emphasis by government in dealing with drugs has been very much on drug control, seen as a law enforcement problem, and therefore hitting the traffickers and perturbing or intercepting the market. We believe that the most long-lasting effective measures would be in dealing with demand, namely addiction, and therefore preventing young people from falling victims to addiction, and those addicted, rescuing them, and therefore major investments in health and education.